On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on this celebration of back-to-back AFC championships and headed to Super Bowl 55, trying to run it back. A guy that ran around and did some damage as a Kansas City Chief. Tamba Ali. Tamba, it is good to see you tonight, my friend. Tamba's with us tonight via Zoom. Hello, my friend, Tamba. And we're getting it set up here.
Go, guys, go sit down and eat, please.
And Tamba, good evening, my friend, and welcome to the Chiefs Kingdom Show.
How are you?
It is so good to see you, although via Zoom. I wish I could see you in person, but it's been a unique year. How are you and your family doing?
We're doing wonderful. Still here in Kansas City. But yeah, we're doing great. I mean, I can't complain.
Stay healthy. Healthy and take care of your crew. Yeah. I want to ask you just your thoughts. Let's talk about yesterday's game for the Kansas City Chiefs to win back-to-back AFC championships. As a guy who has such great pride in wearing that uniform, what does it mean to you personally? What do you think it means to the Chiefs Kingdom to win back-to-back AFC titles and a chance to be a back-to-back Super Bowl champion?
It's huge. I can't lie. We struggled to build that entire organization when Andy Reid came in from a mediocre team to what it's doing now. And to see Patrick being able to just take this thing by the horn and just lead the team each game and win games even when they're down. Like, that's the most gratifying thing, is when they're losing and they find a way to come back without even worrying about what's happening at the moment, just knowing that we're going to win the game. But to see them do it consecutively, like, this is their third year. They've been able to just get back to the final game and then win it twice, and now they're back in at the Super Bowl. It's gratifying as a former Chiefs just to keep watching it.
Tamba, you played 12 years in this league. How difficult is it to do that, either to overcome personal obstacles or team obstacles, when you basically, as a figurative speech here, to get kicked in the gut and then somehow come fighting back again? I mean, how unique is this?
It's like making history, and it's in a really, really profound way. I don't know if those guys will appreciate what they have there. Coach Reed and his staff, Clark Hunt, and how he has put the organization together. But it's one of the most difficult things to do, because when I got in the league, I was playing with guys like Casey Wegman, and those guys, pretty much some of them wouldn't get past the first round of playoff, and they would win a lot of games during the year, but they would be banged up. And when I was there, it would be the same thing. Just to make the playoff was like a highlight for us. And watching the team just overcome all these different obstacles you know, you credit it to Coach Reed because he's just a cool-headed coach that knows how to go about the business, and he just takes care of business. And there's a lot I can say, but I'm really pleased watching it from a distance and how they have conducted themselves to win these type of games.
But Tomba, honestly, how much you were part of building the bricks here. You were part of the foundation, because when Andy Reid came here, you were here, and you saw it change. When did you notice it was changing, that, wow, this could be special? And I want everybody in the Chiefs Kingdom to know, those guys, you and Derek Johnson, who was on with me last week, when the Super Bowl happened, I was seeing images of guys flash in front of my face, and you were one of those. But how gratifying is it to you that you were a bricklayer in the success that they're having now?
Well, it's pleasing because Coach, he had, you know, high respect for us, you know, Derek Johnson, myself, Dustin. He really looked toward, you know, to us, and used to ask us questions, used to even talk with us when he was going to let players go. But yeah, I saw it changing. The culture was changing slowly, not just from the game, but just how things was done in the organization. And they didn't stress the things that didn't make sense for football. If you wasn't interested in football, they didn't stress it. They knew that you wasn't going to be part of this thing. And I saw that over time, some of the players I wouldn't name, you know, easily he would just call us and say, hey, you know, I'm going to let this guy go. And we wouldn't be too happy about it, but we have seen what he was doing over time. There are guys that are not interested in football, and he doesn't want to keep those guys around because they tarnish the culture. They turn it into something that's about them. Coach brought together a bunch of guys that love to play the game and makes this thing about the Chiefs. It's not about Tomba Holly. It's not about Derek Johnson or Jamal Charles or Justin Houston. It's a Chiefs thing. And that's what I'm seeing throughout the entire organization on the field. Those guys, they get together. It seems like they're fearless. They just continue to play and have faith in the system that Coach has put together.
Again, we're talking with Tomba Holly, one of the greatest players in Chiefs history, second all-time in sacks in Chiefs history. Before I get into this defense, I want to ask you about this 2020 Chiefs defense. I want to ask you about Coach Reed, because really the first week he was there, I noticed how he started to change the culture. And this sounds trite, but he really cares. Like, when he sits down to talk to you or me, he is generally interested in what we're about, what our background is. I mean, I found it refreshing, and I found it unique, even though it shouldn't be, right? You think, well, that's just common sense. But did you experience that as well when you had early discussions with Coach?
Yeah, Coach made it an intimate situation. He knew you personally. He knew about your family. He was always, you know, asking about how things were doing at home. It was more than he cared for you genuinely. He's been around a long time, so. You know, at the end of my career, I didn't appreciate what he was doing for me because I was so egotistic in a sense of wanting to play. But, you know, he would sit me down and try to tell me that this thing is an anomaly. It's you've done a lot. You need to realize that we're trying to get to the big boy. And now I'm looking back and saying I didn't get it because I was always the guy. I always practiced hard. I always played hard, and I always wanted to participate. But he was just trying to save me for my future, trying to tell me that, you know, if you continue, you may not be able to walk. You may not be able to do the things you will enjoy for the rest of your life with your children. And, like, having a coach like that, it means more than just football. You know, it's not just about football, because he knows he's going to have football players for the rest of his life. But the person that you become being around Coach Reed, like I always say to him, I want to be like you. I don't know how you do it, but I would like to be like you, how you go about your business, how you treat the players. He gives you everything you ask for. I mean, when he got there, we said, oh, we want a rim in the locker room. He gave us a rim. We said, oh, well, we want to wear all red. We never did that prior, and he got that done. So there's so many things that he caters to with the guys on the team that it's a no-brainer to go out and just lay it all out for him.
Yeah, he's a great listener. Let me ask you about defense here, and We saw Frank Clark yesterday, and we also saw Alex Okafor make their presence felt. We've seen Tano Passanio do great things. But as an outside defender that you played, I mean, there's so much on these guys' plates. You got to play the run. You got to play the pass. You got to rush the passer when need be. You got to do your assignment. And how good is this group on the outside in doing those things? And just how much do they face week to week in their responsibilities?
Numbers don't reflect on what they're doing. And usually that's how we are graded in this league, on what we're doing with numbers. But as a defense as a whole, we know that the coach that's coaching them have been really fond of the playoff. He did it twice with the Giants. I think he knows how to play this cover two thing. And he allows these guys to go ahead and make plays. When it comes to Frank and the guys on the edge, they're really gifted players, but they're asked to do so many different things that kind of prohibits them for you to see how gifted they are. As in, when we were there, they allowed us to show our gift. They're asking some of those guys to play techniques that's not sack related. And you can't really see how gifted, the Nigerian, his name is pretty hard.
Come on, you're Liberian. You should know this. Alex Okafor. Antano Passanio. Yeah.
You don't get to see how gifted he is because he's asked to play, like you said, play the run, be in a certain position to make sure that, the team is, we're blitzing guys from the outside and blitzing guys from the inside, bringing the safety. Going from two to three. So there's this shadow where you don't really get to see how they can tee off. But I think coach does that for the playoff. In the playoff, you can see them starting to unleash them more. And this is only going to get better because these are not small guys. These are big guys.
Tom Bahali, our guest tonight, played with Point Four Coach Reed, was part of Coach's first playoff victory as a Kansas City Chief. We'll talk about that and get into what Tomba is doing now. Again, this is the Chiefs Kingdom Show, celebrating back-to-back AFC championships and getting ready for Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida. Back with more on the Chiefs Kingdom Show after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. Again, back on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by Hy-Vee, the Hy-Vee Plus. I mentioned the outstanding program that is. You can sign up tonight. Free aisles online grocery delivery, free 2-hour express grocery pickup, your own personal shopper, everyday fuel savings. You can join right now, hy-vee.com/plus, hy-vee.com/plus. And our player interviews all year long with our current players and our ambassadors and past players, brought to you by Helzberg. Helzberg Diamonds, serving the Chiefs Kingdom over 100 years at 200 locations throughout the Chiefs Kingdom. Talking about Andy Reid, he had another benchmark yesterday, 17 postseason wins as an NFL head coach. He's now fourth all-time on the list. Think about the three in front of him: Bill Belichick, Tom Landry, Don Shula. Next, Andy Reid. Yes, he is your head coach, and yes, he's taken the Chiefs Kingdom back to the Super Bowl. And yes, we have with us tonight a very special guest, Tom Bahali, second in Kansas City Chiefs history with 89.5 sacks, six-time Pro Bowler, 177 games. You were part of the first playoff victory coach had in Kansas City. I will never, ever forget it. It was my first playoff win as the voice of the Chiefs in 22 years. And DJ was talking about that last week too. What did that game mean, walking off that field, getting a postseason victory?
So I believe you're talking about when we went up there to the Texans and
went to Houston. Yeah, 30-0. Yeah.
It was very uplifting. I mean, I won't lie. Playing, I don't know, that might have been my 10 or 11th season, and then having to go somewhere and win a game, it was like one of the biggest accomplishments that we had achieved at that time, especially in my career. It was a great feeling. Like I said, we were just looking for a win. These guys are always now going to the last dance.
And Chiefs will play Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. You had one of the greatest sacks on Tom Brady. He's not going to like it, but if people can find it, just try to find the video. It's awesome. That 2014 Monday Night Football game, that was the loudest in Chiefs history. They broke the Guinness Book of World Records that night. But you you got after Tom Brady throughout your career. You played him several times, but that sack, strip, fumble recovery was one of your best plays, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, at the moment, there's a split second there that I thought I was offsides because I dipped in my stance. And when I was so quick off the ball that when I got across, I had beat the tackle, and I'm looking at Tom. I'm like, oh, no, I just got to hit his hand. And I hit his hand, and then I'm like, the ball is there. Keep going. Because in my mind, I thought I was offsides. And then I watched the film, and it's like I timed it. I couldn't time it any better for whatever it's worth. And, yeah, it's one of those it reminds me that there are times that you're not in control of yourself. And it's almost like when I was at Penn State and we played Ohio State and I came around the edge and had that sack. And so it's kind of, you know, a double moment there. It's like a
everybody needs to find that video because it is awesome. I wish we could, for one play, suit you up in Super Bowl 55 and let Tom Brady go, oh, my God, it's Tom Bahali over there. What's he doing to my left here? He's going to relive 2014. Tell us and catch us up. Now, you were always – it was fascinating to watch you do jiu-jitsu, and you would do it at training camp. You'd do it in the summertime. You'd do it before practices or after practices. Have you stayed and kept up with your jiu-jitsu and how much you work with others in Kansas City with it?
Yeah, I have an instructor that comes to my house. We've been doing this, I want to say, about 5 months straight now. He comes to my house. His name is Dave. Midwest is up here in Overland Park. It's where I train since I'm not usually frequently now taking my trips to California to train with the Gracies. This is a division of the Gracies. So I train with him every morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. We're in my, I have a dojo in my basement. So he comes in and he's teaching me some of the stripes. I'm a purple belt, second stripe. Usually there's four stripes to achieve the belt. And the next belt is brown for me, but I have to know all the blue belt, first, second, third, and fourth stripe as if it was like second nature. So he's here teaching it to me. And I go up to his school and I'm able to teach it to some of his pupils as well. And it's been one of those experiences where I really, really, I don't know why I picked up jiu-jitsu, but I love it. It keeps me in shape. And, you know.
It was fascinating to always watch you. You had a tough practice, and he's doing jiu-jitsu after practice. Like, you're a machine. I didn't think you had any lactic acid in you. Finally, before we let you go, you were always involved in music. Great writer, rap music, producer. Where are we at with that? Are you still involved?
We do it. We still do music. We're not doing it at the pace we were doing it. At first, we were hopping on the road, going on tours. We kind of pulled back a little because I have a family. I got married to Mary. Her name is Mary Holly now. We have five children, three of them all boys. expect them to play, hopefully, in the National Football League if they're anything like me. I still do music. We actually have a compilation coming out on February 14th. It's called Love and Lights. So, you know, you will hear a lot of love songs. If you like my music, it's very easy on the air and very rhythmic. So it won't do anything detrimental.
Tomba, you're always a lover, not a fighter, unless you wanted to go after Tom Brady. Thank you so much. God bless you, brother. Thanks for being with us tonight. It is awesome to see you on the Zoom call, but it's awesome to keep you involved here in Kansas City in the Chiefs kingdom. Bless you.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And I can't wait to get out of COVID and I can see you and give you a hug. Tom Bahali, number 91 for the Kansas City Chiefs, our special guest tonight, celebrating back-to-back AFC championships and getting ready for Super Bowl 55.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.